I don't know when the cult of conspicuous busyness began, but it has swept up almost all the upwardly mobile professional women I know. Already, it is getting hard to recall the days when, for example, "let's have lunch" meant something other than, "I've got more important things to do than talk to you right now." There was even a time when people used to get together without the excuse of needing to eat something, when in fact, it was considered rude to talk with your mouth full. In the old days, hardly anybody had an appointment book. It's not only women, of course. For both sexes, busyness has become an important insignia of upper middle class status. Nobody these days admits to having a hobby, although two or more careers, say neurosurgery and an art dealership, is not uncommon, and I am sure we will soon be hearing more about the tribulations of the four-paycheck couple. You can't jam 25 hours into a 24-hour day. Time is a non-renewable resource that's consumed at a constant and relentless rate. Once an hour is gone, it's gone forever. You can never get it back. Yet, you can solve most of your time-related problems. Not enough time, too much to do, deadlines too short, bosses too demanding, not getting to your own priorities. Simply by increasing the productivity of the one resource you can control. You. As management consultant Stephen Covey notes, the only person over